life on the road.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Small Pods episode. Small Pods, it's like small pods.
Yeah, that's fun.
Come on, now it's apropos. I've been doing it for a year now. It's apropos with the quarantine. This is the quarantine sessions, we'll call it.
Yeah, that's fun.
This is the quarantine sessions of the Small Pods, dropping each day this week, maybe even into the next week. Depends on how this quarantine goes. I want to thank Dave Waite and Grant Lyon for coming over. Again,
yeah,
to do a small
twice
pod
in episodes. One week.
Twice in 1 week. This is I've seen you guys twice in a year,
yeah.
And it's been all in 1 week.
Yeah, yeah. It's a perfect time to catch us.
Absolutely. So Grant said he might have a short story so for
us. Here's a fun story of like. Also, I was like pretty early on in comedy. I'm like maybe 3.5-4 years in, right?
Sure.
So I don't know what I'm doing at this point. I'm at the Comedy Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. You ever done that club, Dave? The Comedy Stop?
No.
Boy,
in Ohio? Is,
yeah, it's like in basically a suburb of Akron.
Okay.
It is just rough.
Are you in Ohio? You're not.
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from like suburbs of L.A.
Oh, I didn't know you
grew up
here.
Arcadia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Go on.
And so it's Saturday night late show, and the host is like this nice dude, but he's been doing comedy 9 months,
right?
And he's a deer in headlights,
sure.
Right? And so... from the moment the show starts, people are just yelling out, being crazy. Club doesn't say quiet to anybody,
right?
This guy doesn't know anything to do, so he's just like trying to get through it. He brings me up on a stage, and I'm like, I'm also, you know, 4 years in, so I'm not like an expert
or
anything like that of dealing with this stuff. So I'm like, okay, either I can like try to ignore it, or I can like go up and make fun of them right away and then hopefully like try to earn their respect.
Right.
So I go up and I start like, you know, there's this table of ladies sitting up front, and I kind of like try to tease them, but like not being like a dick, but just trying to be like, oh, I watch 90s wrestling, I'll pile drive your table, you know, stuff like that. And for like 5 minutes, it works. Like people are like being quiet and like laughing at punchlines,
right?
And then it's like a bunch of fires start popping up all over the room, right? Have you done that where you're like, okay, I got to like talk to this table to get them to focus. And now I'll do a joke. And now I got to talk to this table on the other side of the room. And then they focus. And now I do a joke. And like, so I'm just doing that for the next 5 minutes. And then like 10 minutes in to my set, my 30-minute set, the club sits a couple right in the front row who is determined to finish their conversation that they were having before they got there at full volume, right? And I'm like, I try to give them like 30 seconds whatever, right? Like they just sat down, like they're just getting settled, but they just keep talking so loudly, which is like very distracting when you're right there next to them. And so I go up to them and I'm like, hey guys, we can hear everything you're saying. Most of the time, right, when you say that, someone goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed. I wasn't paying attention. And I go, hey man, we can hear everything you're saying. And the dude looks at me and he goes, oh yeah, what am I saying? And it's like, he's like very aggressive with it. And I'm like taken aback because I'm like, oh, that was very unpolite of you. And so I'm like, no, I'm not listening to you. I just can hear you're talking a bunch. And he goes, tell me what I'm saying.
Ugh.
And I was like, dude, I'm not listening to your words. All I'm hearing is you being a douchebag.
Right.
And the whole audience goes, oh. And I was like, what the fuck? You're on this guy's side? How are you on this guy's side? How are you on this guy's side? And somebody yells like from the darkness, you're a dick. And I was like, I'm the dick. I'm the dick in this situation? Are you fucking kidding me? And somebody else goes, yeah, you are a dick.
What?
And I'm like, what is happening right now? And I go to this table of like four ladies that's sitting up front that I thought I built a rapport with
them by
doing the like wrestling stuff. And they were like giggling and laughing. And I'm like, come on, ladies, you guys are on my side. And one of them goes, we think you're a dick too. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things I haven't told you so far in the story, that table of four ladies sitting right up front was all black.
Okay.
A table of like six white dudes sitting in the opposite side of the club. Now that I go to this table of ladies and I'm like, come on, you're on. And they're like, oh, we think you're a dick. This table yells out, Don't listen to them. Your grandparents used to own their grandparents.
Jesus.
And I'm like, whoa, hey, I'm not on your team, dude.
Whoa.
Like, whoa, like not cool, right? This is like 2008, 2009,
right,
something
right.
like that. And I'm like, hey, I don't need your help, dude.
Wow.
I don't need your help. And rightfully so, now these ladies are super mad.
Sure.
So they stand up and they're like, come say that to my face, motherfuckers. Come say that to my face. Now these dudes are all standing up too. So they're yelling across the comedy club. They're like yelling racial slurs and
Jesus.
Like shit like that across the comedy club as I'm just like on stage being like, boy, I don't know how to handle this
at all,
right? So the club doesn't kick out anybody.
Yeah, they gotta make that money, though.
They haven't told anybody the whole weekend to stop yelling out. Now this is the first time they come over and they go, hey, you can't stand up during a comedy show. You guys actually can't stand up. And they make all of them sit back down after like a minute of yelling across the comedy club at each other.
Jesus.
So everybody finally sits back down and everybody turns to me like, this is your fault, motherfucker. And so I'm on stage and I'm like, wow, like let's address the elephant in the room, racism, right? Pretty crazy. And I try to like talk about it, no chuckles at all. And now, so I'm like, you know, at this point, I'm like maybe 15 minutes into my 30-minute set. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm going to switch gears. Like, how about dating's weird, right?
Let's
just like be silly and like do that. And I tried for like 5 more minutes to like get them on board, not a single chuckle. And for the last 10 minutes of my set, I was like, I was so mad at the club at that point of like letting this happen that I was like, I'm doing my time. You ain't breaking me. And so I sat on the stool for 10 minutes and I called out every minute of the time I had left and did 10 more minutes to not a single chuckle.
Wow.
Not a single chuckle. And I was just like, I'm doing my jokes. I'm doing my jokes.
Is that club still around?
Yeah, still exists.
Who was that? Were you the headliner?
No, I was the feature act.
Who was headliner?
He was a dude that did a lot of...
A lot of racism?
No, he was a guy that like... did some crowd work.
Okay.
Not all, like his full sets. I can't remember his name. He was like a Milwaukee guy.
Uh-huh.
Milwaukee guy.
Yeah. And I remember he like didn't even tell a single, like he spent his entire set not even on stage. He was walking around from table to table and talking to people.
Yeah.
And that was just like his whole set was just like standing around in the audience.
Oh, really?
Like and the,
did he do that just for that show? Or
yeah, that's no, what just he, for okay. that show. He the other times he would do crowd work, but he would like stay on stage. But he was like, I'm not telling jokes to these animals.
Right,
I'm not
no,
staying up on stage like
yeah.
that sort of stuff. And the owner was like, you're very funny. I'd love to have you back. And I was like, no way. I'm never coming back here. Are you kidding me?
Dude, there's one club, which I won't say because I'm thinking about going back, but I stopped going because there was a fight in the bar in the front. And then when I went on stage, the two guys who were fighting, literally fist fighting, bloody faces, the two guys who had the fight were in the front row.
Jesus.
They didn't even kick them out. They're like, come on in, drink some more. And so that was where I'm like, I'm never coming back to this club again.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awful. That is, never go to Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah.
Fuck that place, man.
So,
if you're
boy, it was. And also, like, being like, that was legitimately probably one of my first weeks ever on the road. And
wow.
I was like, this is what the road is like? This is nuts. You know?
Man, my first week on the road involved guns, strippers, and meth.
Yeah.
Man, I've told that story 1,000 times. I don't want to bore him with that, but man, you would think we would have wised up a little bit.
Yeah,
nope.
Seriously.
When can I go back on the road?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Grant Lyon, Dave Waite, thanks for coming out and doing the Small Pods episode. I really appreciate it. I'm sure my listeners appreciate it, giving them a little something extra to listen to this week.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there and check us out tomorrow. And I believe I don't know which order I'm putting this in, so I don't know why I'm saying that. But we'll talk to you guys. Stay safe out there. Check out Grant Lyon's stuff and Dave Waite's stuff when you can. And as always, thanks for listening.
You want to know about life on the road? It's
booze, tacos, angry dwarves, strippers waving guns,
and
bees, fights, candle flights, running with the runs,
and
blacklists, bounce checks, great, a bachelorette, trunks in the front, making out through your set,
and
middle acts doing blow more, missing merch,
and
drive the rental car past another mega church,
and
juice, keys, vagina, fist, your cell phone is gone, one big Law and Order marathon.